Thank God that He's still a miracle working God.
Thank the Lord for everybody being here today. Glad to have my mother-in-law with us. Amen. From Virginia. And I know that there's some new guys here today. James, the first time he's been here. And I didn't get your name, brother. Robert? All right. Glad that you're with us today. Glad to have Brother Bobby and Sister Maria here today. Amen. And R.L. and Carrie here today. And so thankful for God's blessing on us. Glad to have Betty here again this Sunday. Amen. And thankful for God's keeping power. Amen. Our scripture reading today will come from Matthew. Matthew chapter 15. Verse number 29. Matthew chapter 15. And verse number 29. Glad to have Caleb here today again, too. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. Matthew 15 and 30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to feel so great a multitude? Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. He commanded the multitude to sit on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Can we pray this morning before we're seated? Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your goodness to us. I pray, Lord, that you help us today to receive from your word. I know, God, that you're able. We're fully aware, Lord, of our weakness and inability. God, we also know the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that can transform us, God, to speak the words of God right into the hearts and lives of individuals. God, you can touch the hearts and lives, Lord, and change us where we'll never be the same after we hear your word. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach this morning on healed but hungry. Healed but hungry. The Bible says that they was lame. The Bible says that they was blind. The Bible says that there was those that was dumb. The Bible says they was maimed people. And many others. They came, the Bible says, great multitudes. It gives us a number in verse 38. They that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. Did every man have a wife? That'd be 8,000. And if every man had a kid, man, I mean, and then 2 and 3. And I mean, you know, back in the old days, they had a lot of children. So, I mean, this was quite the congregation. The Bible says he healed them. Praise God. Hallelujah for the miracle working power of God. The song she just sang was, "There's a miracle in the making." Hallelujah. He healed them. I believe in the healing power of God. We have testimonies here this morning where God has touched us and healed our bodies. Hallelujah. That's what He did for them there. The Bible says that they were lame, He healed them. They was blind, He healed them. They was dumb, He healed them. They was maimed, He healed them. Many others, couldn't even list them all. God, miracle working power, healed them. I believe that God's miracle working power is still alive today. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Jesus called His disciples unto Him and said, "Hey, I'm not going to send them away." Did you catch that? "They continue with Me 3 days. I will not send them away fasting." You know what He realized? They may have got a great miracle. What is a great miracle if you don't make it home? What is the point of Me healing these people if I don't give them strength for the journey? Amen. There have been people that have had great miracles in their life, yet they never made it home. Y'all still with me this morning? It's not God's will just to heal us and do a show out and show what He can do. God wants us to make it all the way home. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? The Bible says, "I will not send them away fasting." Why? Lest they faint in the way. I'm not going to send them away hungry. Hallelujah. Feed them. Give them something to eat. They said, "We don't have nothing to eat." Said, "How in the world? Where could we buy so much bread? I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Get the Sunbeam bread man to back out here and get semi-loads? How much bread would it take to feed 4,000 men beside their wives?" Now, I know I eat more than my wife. I mean, we sat down there and she says, "I'm going to split. I'm going to order this and I'll give it to the kids." I said, "No, go ahead and let the kids eat. We'll eat, you know, just eat what you want. We'll take care of that." Amen. We was down there at the border and there's this older lady, Sister Bark, and we go over to Mexico. Well, they would always feed us when we ate there in Mexico. They'd give us tamales and, I mean, you know, beans and rice and, I mean, tamales and banana leaves. And I'm talking about some good grub. Well, I got to noticing Sister Bark, she's about 90 years old. She'd only just eat just a little bit and then she'd start handing out. I said, the next night we went to church, I said, "Sister Bark, when we go and eat, you sit by me." She said, "Why?" I said, "Well, I just want to make sure you're all right." And so I'm eating there and she starts, eats a little bit of her tamale and she said, "Sir, anybody wants this tamale?" "Yeah, I'll take it," I said. I took it right then. But 7 loaves and a few little fishes. And then every time we went to Mexico, and we go to Mexico, she says, "I know, Brother Snow, I have to sit by you when we go over into Mexico and eat." I said, "That's exactly right." So we'll go there, sometimes it might be out by a tree or something. She'd say, "I have to sit by Brother Snow wherever he's eating." And so she sits there, and we always take care of it. It's never wasted. There's never 7 baskets full left over. But anyways, hallelujah. He healed them. And my point is they was healed, but they was hungry. And God can do great things in our life, but yet we're still hungry. Amen. We need strength for the journey. Praise God. It's not enough just to get the miracle. Praise God. We need the miracles from God, but we also need the strength for the journey. I'm not going to send them away lest they faint in the way. I'm not going to send them away right now. They'll fall out in the way. The journey is too great for them. They've been fasting for 3 days, but wait a minute. Amen. They was blind and they're not blind no more. I know that's all the more reason that I want them to make it home. Hallelujah. And when God does a great miracle in our life, He wants to make sure that we make it all the way home. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, "Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup. I lift it up. Come and make me whole." I'd like to preach to you this morning, if the Lord would help me. Amen. Healed, but hungry. They was healed, but they was hungry. Now I'm telling you, saints of God, there's been people that God's done great miracles in their life. Amen. It wasn't that God didn't do great miracles in their life, but they got so hungry that they fell out by the way. God help us, amen, to feed our soul on the manna from heaven. Hallelujah. The miracle working power of God. The word of God is full of the miracle working power of God. Amen. In Matthew 17 and verse 18, the Bible said, Jesus rebuked the devil and he departed out of him and the child was cured. Can we say cured? Hallelujah. Cured. The miracle working power of God. God can cure us. Hallelujah. Man can only help us, but God can cure us. Amen. The child was cured from that very hour. Thank God for the power of God. Amen. Thank God for the miracle working power of God. They brought them to Jesus. And the Bible said that Jesus healed them. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse number 14 of Matthew 21, the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. They came to him in the temple and he healed them. I believe we're in the right place this morning for somebody to receive healing from God. I said, I believe we're in the right place for somebody to receive healing from God. God is greater than sickness or disease. God is greater than past failures. Amen. That has caused us pain in our life. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple in Matthew 21 and 14. And what did Jesus do? He healed them. I thank God that he's still a miracle working God. I thank God that he's still a healer. Does anybody sitting in the house today, amen, believe with me and you can witness with me that Jesus Christ is still the healer in 2017? Hallelujah. I'm not trying to back up on our years there. I'm just trying to preach to you what my soul is on fire with this morning. He's the healer. Amen. The Bible said in James chapter 5, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Hallelujah. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We serve the healer, and he's the forgiver. Psalms 103, he that healeth all thy diseases and forgiveth all thine iniquities. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We serve a miracle working God this morning. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Call the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. God's the healer. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, talk of all his wondrous works. I think about when the Lord healed Evan of asthma. Amen. He was having those asthma attacks so bad. Amen. And we come in here to service and the Lord was a helping us and we was having church. And he was the last one got prayed for that Sunday morning. I can think of it just, amen. And he's standing right there and the smoke's just a blowing in his face. And it dawns on me, he's going to go into an asthma attack. Amen. But he hadn't had one inhaler, one breathing treatment. And I'm telling you, he was taking them by the hour and he would come to us. What, about 4 years old probably or something like that? He couldn't breathe. He would jump on the couch and beat on the wall trying to catch his breath when we found out what was going on, but God healed him that Sunday morning. And I didn't even realize it for over 24 hours. He's standing in front of a fire. I'm talking about a miracle working God. I can think of the miracles of God. And when I think of the goodness of God, my soul gets happy. And I want to praise his name. I want to lift him up. Amen. Hallelujah. The blind, the maimed, amen, the lame, the dumb, he's a healing them. And there's a great multitude. And it took him 3 days. There's so many of them there. The Bible said he taught them many things. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of God, the miracle working power of God. Bible said in Acts chapter 19 that God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Amen. And the Bible says that handkerchiefs was brought from his body. Amen. Special miracles by the hands of Paul. Listen to it. I'm going to read it closely. Amen. You listen closely while I read it. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Who done the miracles? God did the miracles. It was just Paul's hands that he was using. I want to tell you, God anoints men and women to lay hands on the sick, but it's God that does the miracle. My hand couldn't heal the broken wing of a housefly. Amen. But I'm telling you, the power of God and faith in God's word can cause healing virtue to flow down from heaven's, amen, throne room, right into old past tabernacle on Sunday morning. Amen. And cause healing in some sick body. I believe God this morning. I have faith in God. It's greater than any devil. It's greater than any demon. It's greater than any addiction or problem. I'm talking about the miracle working power of God Almighty. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. These people couldn't get in the presence of Paul. Amen. But the Bible said that they took handkerchiefs or aprons from Paul's body. Amen. And laid it on the sick people, and the diseases left them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in anointing handkerchiefs. I believe it's scripture. Anoint handkerchiefs and send them. Amen. I remember when Lucas had leukemia, and he was doing a stem cell transplant, and they had taken his blood count to zero. His white blood cell counts was zero. And they had to inject him with them stem cells that they had harvested from his brother. And he was in MD Anderson, and I remember we was in service, and he was so sick because he had pneumonia, double pneumonia. Nothing to fight it with. No immune system, zero. Amen. This is my friend. Amen. 29 years old, probably right around that age. Several years ago, amen, I was going to go see him on a Monday, and I felt like praying for him. I said, I'm going to take a handkerchief to see him. Amen, I came in this church, and I pulled a handkerchief out. Amen, and I said, church, let's gather around and pray for him. Amen, we knelt down on this altar, that one, poured some oil on there, knelt down and begged God to go with that handkerchief. Hallelujah, it's God that does the miracle, it's not us. We just got to believe the word of God. I mean, everybody in the church laid their hand on that handkerchief. I mean, you know, it was just touching it. Amen. I took it, I put it in my Bible, and I pulled up there in that parking garage at MD Anderson, and the devil jumped on my shoulder and said, you mean you're going to take a handkerchief out of that church when he has zero immune system? And everybody in that church, people that came in on the bus, touched that handkerchief and prayed for it, said, you're a fool. You'll kill him for sure. Amen. I stopped there. I can see it right now. Stopped in that parking garage. Amen. And opened that blue truck door. I was going to put that handkerchief right back in there and never tell him nothing about it. Amen. I didn't have to tell him. It wasn't worth killing him. Amen. But I felt the Holy Ghost rise in my heart. Amen. Said, amen, God's the miracle worker. Amen. I turned around, and every step I took, amen, was forced up that hallway and down. Amen. Through that city. It's just like a city in that hospital. Amen. Big hospital. Went in his room. Dressed myself out with a gown and gloves because he had no immune. Washed myself, sterilized. And I pulled that handkerchief out. Amen. Said, we prayed over it. Amen. And we want to pray for you. Knelt down by that bed. Every devil of hell screaming in my ear saying, you're a fool. You're going to kill him for sure. But I'm here to tell you, God raised him up out of that bed, healed him of double pneumonia, gave him another year to live. Amen. Conquered that leukemia for a solid year. Amen. Raised him up out of that hospital. And his wife told me at the funeral, he carried that handkerchief with him, right in his Bible, amen, until the day he died. And she said, here it is. I'm talking about a miracle working God. I think about Blake
When Blake was born, our youngest son that God blessed us with, hallelujah, when he was born positive with crack cocaine and methamphetamines, hallelujah, oh God help us. Sister Bethany's there in the hospital, knowing we're going to take him. Hallelujah. Lord willing, she's a holding that baby and he's a screaming. His eyes are sunk in his head. I mean, going through withdrawals. Oh, God help us. Amen. This poor little child. Amen. Who's already not even out of the womb 10 hours, 5 hours, already addicted to drugs and meth and crack. Amen. And don't even understand it. Don't even know. He's a screaming in the halls of Longview Regional. Amen. And my wife's a walking the halls, begging God to touch him. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something. Amen. That nurse come in there. Amen. Hallelujah. And she said, I'll see you in 12 hours. They were so kind, trying to help. Amen. Oh, God help us. The new nurse walked in. Amen. When that nurse went left out, my wife began to walk down the hallway, carrying little Blake. Am I telling it right? Amen. Here was this little Blake. Amen. Hooked to these drugs, having these withdrawals. Amen. And she said, I felt the Holy Ghost come in that hospital hallway. And she said, that baby just calmed down. Amen. And went to sleep for the first time, hallelujah, since he had been born. She went back in the room. Amen. He's just laying there. I'm talking about a miracle working God this morning. Do y'all believe it? Amen. That's that little boy running around here. Amen. He needs twice as many whippings as he gets, but he can't get them now because his nana's here. Amen. And we don't want her to kill us. Amen. But anyways, amen, the nurse, the new nurse come in. Y'all have heard the story, but I'll tell it again. The new nurse come in and said, is this the Snow? Are you Miss Snow? Is this the baby? She said, I must have it wrong. Said she told me he was a 10 on the chart. Said he ain't even a 1. He has no withdrawals. I'm talking about the miracle working power of God this morning. I believe it. I said, I believe it. I know God's a miracle worker. I know God's a healer. He's did it too many times, and I believe he'll do it again. He can heal back pain. He can heal heart problems. He can heal sugar diabetes. He can heal cancer. Amen. God is a miracle working God. Woo! Hallelujah! He healed them. Thank you, Jesus. I said he healed them. Woo! It's time to go home. Everybody's healed. No, it's not time to go home. I'm going to give them some strength for the journey. Woo! They're healed, but they're hungry. I'm telling you, you're here this morning, and you can think of the power of God in your life, and it's all you can do to come, to keep from coming and grabbing this microphone and saying, let me tell my story, how God's healed me, how God's blessed my family. I wish we could do it this morning. I'd love it and shout right with you. I want to tell you, you might be healed. Amen, but he's not going to send you home yet. He's going to feed you first. Hallelujah. He said, I know they was blind and now they can see, but I ain't letting them go. I gotta give them some strength for the journey. They gotta make it home. I will not send them away. They was healed, but they was hungry, and Jesus has the answer for that too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not good enough just to get a miracle. We got to make it home. Lest they faint in the way. Hallelujah. I thank God for his miracles. I thank God for the testimonies I could tell this morning. How God's healed us. How he's touched us. Hallelujah. You're here this morning, you could tell how God's healed your children. Healed your family. Healed your body. Healed those you've worked with. Healed those you've ministered to. Hallelujah. Praise God. My mother-in-law's here this morning. been in the ministry for years, she could take this microphone and tell story after story of God's healing. Now I want you to know it's not good enough just to get healed. Jesus said, I'm not just going to fix you. I'm not just going to open your eyes. I'm not just going to heal your broken leg. I'm also going to feed you. I'm going to give you strength for the journey. I want you to make it home. I want you to make it home. And friend, this morning, God is a miracle worker, and He will heal and deliver. But He also's got some strength for the journey so that we can make it home.
Elijah, laying under the juniper tree,
asleep, the angel touches him. Arise and eat. Hallelujah.
He looks, and there's a fire there, coals with bread on it, and there's a cruse of water. The Bible says that Elijah ate and laid back down again. Now, I don't know, the Bible don't say, hallelujah, in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, if Elijah didn't eat it all, or if the angel said, man, he's still hungry. Hallelujah. But I do know one thing the Bible does say, that the angel of the Lord touched him again the second time and said unto him, arise and eat. For the journey is too great for thee. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if he ate just a little bit like we do. Hallelujah. It don't taste too good. But anyways, I don't know if he just ate just a little bit. I'd rather have something from McKay's or something like that, you know. I mean, some fried chicken. You know why they fix so much fried chicken on Sunday? Because all the preachers that go down there. I knew two preachers that didn't like fried chicken. One of them backslid, and the other one admitted he wasn't ever called. But anyways, hallelujah. I don't know if he ate just a little bit. How come I get talking about food on Sunday morning at 10 till noon? I mean, you're talking about losing your crowd quick. But I don't know if he ate just a little bit, Brother Mike, and laid back down, or if he gobbled it up. But I know one thing, the angel knew. You haven't eaten enough, boy. Have you ever told your children, you haven't eaten enough? Have you ever told yourself, you're still hungry? I want to tell you this morning, the power of God is with us. Amen. And He's able to heal every disease. Amen. But He also knows that we haven't eaten enough. And He touched him again the second time. Wake up, Elijah. What? I just ate. No. Amen. Arise and eat. For the journey is too great for thee. Friend, the journey may be too great for you, but it's not too great for you and God. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The journey may be too great for Elijah, but it's not in the strength of the Lord. Amen. There's strength for the journey this morning. I said there's strength for the journey to make it all the way home. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus has arose from the dead. Peter's out there fishing. Some of them with him. They fished all night and didn't catch nothing. Now friend, I fish and I love to fish, but I'm not that dedicated. After a couple hours, if I ain't caught nothing, let's go to the house. They fished all night. Never got a bite. The morning come, there's a man standing on the shore. I feel the Lord here. You might have fished all night. You might have tried all your efforts. Jesus, they didn't know it was Jesus. He said, hey boys, cast your net right over here on the right side. It's just like He said, hey, throw it right over there, right over there. Oh, I've already tried that spot. Hallelujah, but it's almost like I've already tried everything else. What's the... Amen. You've tried everything else this morning. You've tried drugs. You've tried alcohol. You've tried relationships. You've tried money. You've tried possessions. You've tried everything you could imagine. But if you could just try this one more time. I've been to church. Amen. I've heard preaching. I'm not talking about joining the church this morning. I'm not talking about getting baptized.
life. I'm talking about getting born again in an old-fashioned way. Amen. The real grandma's old-time religion. Hallelujah. The Bible said they threw it out there. Man, they felt the fish. About that time, John said, Peter, that's the Lord. Hallelujah. I wish we could realize it's the Lord standing on our shore this morning. Glory to God. If you could just feel that tug in your heart as the net has fishes. If you could just feel that tug. Amen. And the Bible said that Peter grabbed his coat because he was naked. Amen. And threw himself in the water and swam. Amen. There they got up there. What'd they find? They found a little fire built. They found some bread on that fire. And they found some fish already on the fire. Hallelujah! Let me tell you something. When you're fishing and ain't catching nothing, he's a fishing, he's catching. Amen, because he made all the fish in the sea. And when you're trying and getting nowhere, he's already won the battle for you. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! No wonder the woman said, I know the crowd's great, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Thank you, Jesus. They come to land. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, come and dine. Hallelujah. Now I come to tell you this morning, old Paz, brother, sister, my friend, come and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Y'all help me. Come and dine. The master calleth. Come and dine. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now. Come and dine. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants to feed us so we can make it home. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup. Fill it up. Come make me whole. Hallelujah. I remember one time we was having church in here. And I'm talking about it's getting wild like Pentecostal folks can do. Hallelujah. I said, we're going to have a Jericho march around this church. Y'all remember those old time Jericho marches? They used to have that march around the church on the inside. I said, we're going to have a Jericho march. Now I said, Sister Bethany, get up here and sing. Amen. And play whatever you feel like singing. Whatever you feel like playing. Hallelujah. And she got up and said, what do you feel like singing? Everybody was already at the end of their seat. Some of y'all remember this. Hallelujah. She said, I felt like singing Come and Dine. I said, sing it, Come and Dine. Well, she got mixed up because it ain't in the song book. It's not in the church hymnal. And so she started singing Come Unto Me. So we're walking around this church. And she's singing, Amen, come unto me. Hear the shepherd calling. Amen, come unto me. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, you heavy laden, come to me and rest. Amen, we was walking around two or three times. I had the microphone since I was the pastor. I said, stop! Everybody stop! Now as we're back there, you remember that? I said, Sister Bethany, I thought you was going to sing Come and Dine. I thought I was, but I got mixed up. I said, well, sing it. Amen. So